Hello, my friends. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and welcome to All Things Murder. Welcome to All Things Murder, the show that dives into real true crime cases that inspired pop culture movies and shows we know today. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and get ready for some controversial commentary! For today, we are going to be discussing an awful human being, Casey Anthony, the woman accused of killing her own freaking daughter, and her new docuseries, Where the Truth Lies. Listener's discretion is advised. This is a very hot topic, okay, people? Now, everyone is entitled to their own opinion. I will just be sharing mine. You don't have to come at me or yell at me. This is just my opinion on why I think that bitch did it. For those who do not know or don't remember the Casey Anthony case, let me just give you a little refresher. Casey Marie Anthony, born March 19, 1986, lived with her parents George and Cindy Anthony, along with her two-year-old daughter, Kaylee Marie Anthony. On July 5th of 2008, Cindy Anthony, Casey's mother, called 911 to report her granddaughter was missing for, just wait for it, 31 days, and that the trunk of Casey's Pontiac Sunfire smelled like a dead body. 31 freaking days to call the police. Strike one. Oh, stay with me, people. This is gonna be a doozy. Casey lied to detectives, telling them that Kaylee had been kidnapped by a nanny on June 9th. And this nanny that she was just so hard trying to find, she was just so embarrassed to go to the authorities. Oh, the nanny kidnapped my baby. Really? That old excuse, the nanny? Shut the hell up. She was charged with first-degree murder in October of 2008 and pled not guilty. I didn't do that. I didn't kill my baby. On December 11th of 2008, two-year-old Kaylee's skeletal remains were found with a blanket inside a laundry bag in a wooded area near the Anthony family's house. The autopsy further noted the presence of duct tape at the front of Kaylee's skull and on the mouth. Grounds enough to pronounce the death a homicide, as it should be, while the cause of death was listed as death by undetermined means. Now, this trial would last 6 weeks from May to July of 2011. The prosecution had sought the death penalty and alleged that Casey wished to be free of her motherly duties and murdered her daughter by giving her chloroform and applying duct tape to her nose and her mouth. The defense team, led by Jose Bays, considered that the child had drowned accidentally in the family swimming pool on June 16th, 2008, and that George Anthony disposed of the body hey, it's not Casey, it's clearly the father. The defense contended that Casey also lied about this and other issues because of a dysfunctional upbringing, which she included being sexually abused by her dad. The defense did not present any evidence as to how Kaylee died, nor any evidence that Casey was sexually abused as a child, but they challenged every piece of the prosecution's evidence, calling much of it fantasy forensics. Casey did not testify. I mean, if you're not guilty, why didn't you testify? Most people testify, to prove that they're actually innocent. She's like, nah, it's fine. My lawyer's got this. Oh God, people, wake up. On July 5th, 2011, the jury found Casey not guilty of first-degree murder, aggravated child abuse, and aggravated manslaughter of a child, but guilty of 4 misdemeanor counts of providing false information to a law enforcement officer. Like, really? Are you serious right now? With credit for time served, she was released on July 17th, 2011. Really? Freaking kidding me right now? The disappearance. According to Casey Anthony's father, George Anthony, Casey left the family's home on June 16th, 2008, taking her daughter Kaylee, who was almost 3 years old at the time, with her, and did not return for 31 days. Casey's mother, Cindy, kept asking, you know, during that month to see Kaylee, like, hey, I want to see my grandchild, you know, like most grandparents do. But Casey claimed that she was too busy with work assignment in Tampa, Florida. Other times, she would say that Kaylee was with the nanny, who Casey identified by the name of Zendaya or Zanny Fernandez Gonzalez, or at theme parks, or she was at the beach. Like, mom, I'm so busy, sorry. Can't even send you a picture or anything because we're just so busy. Yeah, no, you're not. It was eventually determined that the woman named Zenadia Fernandez Gonzalez did in fact exist, but that she had never met Casey, Kaylee, or any member of the Anthony family, nor any of Casey's friends. This lady was like, who in the hell are you talking about? I did what? Kidnapped a child? What? I didn't do that. Casey left her car in a tow yard, so her dad went to go get it, and he and the attendant noted a strong smell coming from the trunk. When they opened the trunk, there was only a bag of trash. Cindy reported Kaylee missing that day. The investigation. When the detectives at the Orange County Sheriff's Department began investigating Kaylee's disappearance, they found some discrepancies in Casey's signed statement.
Wonder what this could be about.
We know that she lied about this nanny that she so-called knew, kidnapping her daughter. She also told police that she was an employee at Universal Studios. Okay? Police actually called her on her bluff, and they were like, okay, show us. Yeah, they all went down to Universal Studios to see if she can prove that she was an employee. She started smiling and joking like, ha, yeah, I don't work here. And that she was fired years prior. Okay, your daughter is missing and they are just trying to call you on your shit to see why you are not being a concerned mother. Wonder what the hell is going on with your kid. Like, ah, she's been kidnapped by a nanny. It's all good. What is wrong with this lady? Casey was first arrested on July 16, 2008, and was charged the following day with giving false statements to law enforcement, child neglect, and obstruction of criminal investigation. The judge denied bail, saying Casey had shown, quote, woeful disregard for the welfare of her child. Yeah, I would say that chick did not care about what happened to that child. She was like, I'm gonna go waste police's time at Universal Studios and mess around with their brains for a little bit just for fun. Like, worst mother ever. On July 22nd, 2008, after a bond hearing, the judge set bail at $500,000. On August 21st, 2008, after 1 month of incarceration, she was released from the Orange County Jail after her $500,000 bond was posted by the nephew of California bail bondsman, Leonard Padilla, hoped that she would cooperate and that Kaylee would be found, like he wants to help her and want to help you find your child. On August 11th, 12th, and 13th of 2008, meter reader Roy Kronk called police about a suspicious object found in a forested area near the Anthony residence. At first, they told him to call the tip line, which he did. Never got a call back. Then he called the sheriff's office again, met with two officers, telling them he had seen what appeared to be a skull near a gray bag. They conducted a short search and stated that he didn't see anything. Like, no, we didn't find anything, man. Like, really? On December 11, 2008, Roy called the police one more time. They searched and they found the remains of a child in a trash bag. The fact that this man had called multiple times with very reliable sources and the police were like, no, like, do your damn job. Like, if someone is calling the tip line, take it seriously. Idiots. Where the Truth Lies docuseries. Casey Anthony, now 36, told her versions of events on Casey Anthony, Where the Truth Lies, a three-parted limited series, and which is now streaming on Peacock. In the documentary, she sits down for her first on-camera interview ever. In her interview, Casey insists that she is innocent of Kaylee's killing and that she loved her daughter fiercely. I'm gonna stop right there because that's a load of bullshit. any loving mother who lets their child go missing for more than a month and just not give a shit. No, lady, you are sadly mistaken. You did not love your daughter. That is such bullshit, and you know it. She would also go on to say that she would never hurt Kaylee, and that she regrets that she could not protect her. Instead, she placed the blame of her daughter's death squarely on her daddy, George Anthony. Like, I didn't do it. My dad clearly did it. In the docuseries, she claimed she wasn't feeling well one day, and she took a nap. And when she woke up, her dad was shaking her, asking her where Kaylee was. She continues to claim that it didn't make sense and that Kaylee would normally tell her when she was leaving the room. So she started frantically searching for her daughter, apparently. And then she goes on to claim that her dad came in holding Kaylee soaking wet, handing Casey, you know, her daughter, and told her it was Casey's fault. But he also didn't rush to call 911 and he wasn't trying to resuscitate her. She's like, yeah, I mean, what about that? Casey says she went on to stay with her then boyfriend, Tony Lazaro, but she didn't tell anyone what had happened. Like, I don't know about you guys, but if you just saw your limp child soaking wet and your dad's like, it's all good, it's all good. And you just go up and be like, I'm gonna go stay with my boyfriend. Like, it's cool. And then not tell anyone what happened. There's several red flags in this story. She says she wasn't under the impression that Kaylee was dead, which is a load of shit. She said in the docuseries that for 31 days, she genuinely believed that Kaylee was still alive and that her father instructed her to act as normal as she could. This case is just making me fueled with anger and rage. In her interview, Anthony alleges that she had been sexually abused by her dad, George, and an elaboration of claims that her lawyer made during her 2011 trial. Now, George is denying her claims and was never charged. Casey in her interview also speculates that George may have staged Kaylee's drowning in order to cover up that he had been abusing his granddaughter. Another allegation that even Casey admits she doesn't know for sure. You know, like, I think he probably was doing the same to Kaylee, and that's why he did it. But I don't know for sure. I'm just speculating, of course, putting the blame off me. Yeah, we know what the hell you're doing. But when asked about why she lied to police, she claims, quote, my lies always have a kernel of truth in them. But I lie because that's what I was told to do, end quote. I have never heard so much bullshit consecutively in a row. According to a source from the Anthony's family's inner circle, George Anthony denies all allegations and is outraged and appalled, claiming it wasn't true in 2011 and it's not true now. He denies it all and will continue to deny it until his final breath. This docuseries royally pisses me off. Yes, this is a very controversial topic. I understand that because I know some people believe like she's innocent. I'm going to bring up the facts again. Like I said, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. This is just freely speaking on my personal opinion. I believe that bitch did it. Totes my goats did it. Okay. And I definitely believe her father was involved in some way or another, because in this docuseries, she is just playing the victim card. Like, I was a victim to have Kaylee. I was a victim by my father. Victim, 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 victim. You see the pattern here? She said she admits that she was a liar. Bitch, we knew that. Tell us something different that we don't know. But I mean, in the docuseries, she just keeps placing the blame towards her dad. Like, it was obviously George, it wasn't me, don't look here, please. But let's just review the facts here. 31 days. She didn't file a missing persons report, she wasn't frantic or concerned, and she was just messing with police's brains, like, hey, let's go to Universal Studios. Like, what game was that about? What was the point of that shit? Please, riddle me this. But yes, I think the big question is the 31 days. in that 31 days, did she actually go away and take Kaylee and kill her off and then hide her body near her parents' house like a dumbass? Or was it a drowning by the grandfather and Casey was just like, eh, it happened. And then you went to your boyfriend's house?
What? That doesn't even make sense. Another issue I have is the dad. I'm very fixated on the dad and kind of like both the parents, just because I definitely feel the dad was involved. If not just the father, then both the parents were involved in helping her cover it up. Because I know definitely after she was released from getting arrested so many times, like she was allowed back at the house. I don't know about you guys, but if I was just convicted of killing my child, I would not be welcome back in any of my family's home, for sure. So yeah, that one kind of stuck with me. But I totes my goats think she is guilty. She should be in jail. She should not be getting a docuseries to continue with her lies. This docuseries really upset me, as you can tell. There's a lot of gaps and red flags in this story, and that is why I believe that bitch did it. For sure. Just my opinion, though, people. Just my opinion. And that, my friends, is the case of Casey Anthony and the unsolved mystery on how little Kaylee Anthony died. Rest in peace to that poor child. Thank you all so much for joining me. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and don't forget to tune in next week for a new All Things Murder, if you dare.